Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. I hope you've been having a great week and that you've been enjoying this series, The Woman Behind the Business, as much as I have. For me, being able to chat to my clients this way and about their journey, their growth, as well as getting some insights into what is working inside my mentoring has just been so valuable to me. And I think for you to listen and relate and be inspired, but also to see how mentoring works with me. I do things a little bit differently. We go deep. It is more than just strategy. Strategy is a big part of it, but I believe that the soul and the energy and the mindset is even bigger. And that is where I see the most growth in my clients. And you can hear that in these interviews. So a bit of life lately for me. Well, it's been a bit crazy. I have hardly been home. So since I got home from my European trip, I've honestly hardly been home. I've been up and back to the Gold Coast and getting Escape Burley ready to open. And as with all makeovers, there has been a few little issues that have been holding us up. Plus, like living in Sydney and the property being up on the Gold Coast, it's proven to be a little bit challenging, along with the fact that Pete works full time and he can't get any time off. So a lot of the physical work's falling on me, and I'm not as young as I used to be. So renovating for me is not as easy as it used to be. So I'm pretty exhausted, and but at the same time, it's really nice to be able to see this all come together. So that's enough about me. Let's get into today's episode. Today I am chatting with Kelly Reynolds from Reynolds Residence. Kelly started her career in interior design 20 years ago, and she's enjoyed some really incredible milestones during those early years of her career. Through a homeware store she owned, her work was featured in magazines and saw her build so many beautiful relationships in the industry. When she closed that store to be more present with her boys, Kelly took a step back from working full-time in interiors and has been through quite a big life shift during that time as well. So now she is starting again in a fresh new chapter, and she shares how that looks for her, what she's doing differently, and how she's navigating a marriage breakdown and building her interiors business and life again. We chat about finding your unique special sauce and what makes your interiors business different, how life throws you curveballs and you just have to roll with it to get through it, and what starting all over again looks like for her in her business. Kelly, welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves podcast. I'm so excited you're here. And I really would love it if you could share a little bit about you, your journey, and what your experience in life and business has been up till now.
Well, firstly, thank you for having me, Katrina. I really appreciate the opportunity. Great to be with you today. I started in the interiors world over 20 years ago after being in the corporate world and deciding that wasn't for me. And then I decided that if I did something that was really something that I'd love to do, that I would get up every day and love to do, what would it be? So that was interiors. And I knew from a young age that I loved playing with my doilies when I was a little girl and rearranging all the little things that I had in my room. So I've been doing it for many years. I had an auntie who was amazing at all things interiors, and she was like another mother to me. So I learnt a lot from her. And so what I decided, I put myself into a community college course. So back then, that was pretty much it. There wasn't the online opportunities we have today. And then my husband encouraged me to put myself in the Yellow Pages back in those days.
You're showing your age.
I am showing my age. So the Yellow Pages ad, which was free, and my first customer called and booked me in, and boom, I started. They told the next person, and they told the next person, and then people just used to tell people, and that's how I got all my work. So yeah. I just rolled it on. I had work every weekend. Then my children came along, and I managed the work for my clients around the kids, and that's how it all started.
So you're kind of coming back into the industry. You had a bit of a break in between, and we'll talk about that a bit later on, but you're coming back. Kel is back, and you're coming back with a bang. You're doing things a little bit differently. So I'd love you to share what your past interiors business looked like and what you're creating today and how that might be a little bit different.
So as I went along and the clients came, one client said to me that he had some money that he'd put aside to start a business, and would I consider opening a shop with him, an interior store? And I'd always wanted to play shops. That sounded like a great idea to me. So I jumped at the chance, and we opened a store called PAD, Passionate About Design. And it was in the city, it was at Waterloo. It was a big warehouse space. And I went to a lot of the auctions, and I bought older pieces and had them reupholstered and repainted and refinished. Then I bought newer pieces, and I combined them all into this big, big warehouse space and kind of made little rooms around the warehouse space. And we did pretty well. And we got into magazines, and that blew my mind. So we had Belle, and we had Vogue, and we had Real Living, and the stylists that worked for those magazines used to come in and borrow my stock to for their photo shoots, because it was quite different at the time to what anybody else was doing.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. And we did that for 2 years. What we found was there was big overheads, you know, with a warehouse space at Waterloo, insurances, staff, etc. We were covering all those costs, but there wasn't any money left over for either of us.
Mm.
And after a couple of years, it was a lot of work, and was my two boys were little then, they were in primary school, so I was juggling them and juggling the store. And my younger said to me, "Mum, even when you're not at work, you're on the phone or you're doing emails." And he was in year three at the time, such a cute little thing. And I looked at him and I had this light bulb moment, and I went, "Oh my goodness, in a couple of years' time, you're going to be going off to high school and you're going to go off with your friends and not want to hang out with me anymore. What am I doing? Why am I spending all this time now doing this when this is not the right season of my life?"
Yeah.
So I spoke to my business partner and said, "I need to step back." And he said, "You know what, Kel, we've done really well, but with the online landscape the way it is now, you know, I can't see us being able to make enough money from having this big store."
Mm.
So we decided that we'd close it down, which we did. And in a month's time, I had all of the stock sold, and off we went. So that was an amazing, amazing experience. I'm so thankful for it.
Mm.
And then I was tired. So I had a little break, and I really focused on the kids then. And that break kind of got longer and longer. And I helped people out when people came to me, I took the work, but I didn't actively look for it.
Mm.
And then, you know, life rolled on, and the kids got a bit older, and marriage got a bit harder, and then things imploded in the marriage. And so it's taken me to a whole new place. So my marriage ended. The kids were quite a bit older then, so they're now in their early 20s, and all four of us decided that we would go in separate directions. So we all moved into separate homes, and that was incredibly difficult. I thought that the boys would stay quite a bit longer. I'd created a home for us where there was a granny flat and there was a downstairs area, and I really thought that they would bring partners in and stay for a time and save their money to be able to buy. And, you know, I thought we'd be together for years yet.
Yes.
And so when that family finished earlier than I expected, it was quite a bit of a shock to the system. So, and I ended up moving areas. I decided I needed a really big change. My oldest son moved to the other side of Sydney. So I decided I would move not too far from him. And then I've started again. So now it's looking at what's next for me in terms of season two of my life. I didn't expect to have a season two, but I'm very grateful to actually be able to recreate from scratch. And now, okay, if I look at what my business is going to be, I've changed my name to honor that auntie and uncle that were like a second set of parents. So my name is now Kelly Reynolds. I used to be Kelly Murray. And Reynolds Residence was born. That's how they used to answer the phone. And it just felt like such a good fit. And so Reynolds Residence can be anything. And then I thought, if I was to have my ideal client, what does that look like? And this was a question that you asked me. And it's something that sat with me for quite a while. Who is my ideal client? What is their style? And then I started thinking about my style and how do I encapsulate that, and you know, how do I give that away? And then there was this part of me that didn't want to give that style away because it feels so personal to me. And then I realized that it's actually not about giving my style away. It's about working with the client, with my client, and connecting to them in such a way, which I do quite naturally. That's how I work. So I connect with them and I work to their style. And so we look at the pieces that have great meaning to them and the things that really light them up. So the different styles and eras, colors, textures, shapes that they really love. It could be places they've been on holidays, photos, mementos, styling bits and pieces they've picked up along the way. It could be, you know, a grandmother's sideboard that is, you know, really important to them. And so we incorporate that and we make that the star of the space and we work around that. So it's all about creating connection with the client. That's something that I never expected to discover. And I only discovered that through working with you. So thank you. You are all the right questions.
Yeah, I remember we had a session just not long ago where because you've done the guided visualization where you really, you know, disconnect from what's going on around you and just tap into you and what it is that you see your business becoming and being. And I know that you said you did it a few times and you were just really trying to fine tune who you are, what is your deep mission, what is it you want to help people with, how do you want to transform people's lives through their interiors. And in that session, you read out to us, you had like a download.
It feels like a download.
It all just came to you and you just...
Does. It absolutely feels like information comes in through me, not from me. It's a really interesting thing that happens. And then it just flows out of my hand onto the page.
But that's beautiful. And I feel the same. I do the same thing. And I think that when you learn to tap into that kind of energy and feeling, it's sometimes you can read back what's on the page and you don't even recognize it. It's like you don't remember even thinking that. But I remember when you read that out to us in the group and you said, oh, I'm really not sure. And then you read it out and we all just went, oh, my God, that is incredible. So I'd love you to share, because I really believe and I love to help my clients to really feel into what is their deep purpose, what is their mission, and what is it that is really unique about them and what they're going to do with their clients in the interiors industry. And I love your concept for your business because it is very different to the mainstream, trendy kind of interiors and what's sort of on trend, how that all evolved for you, what came up.
If I was to describe my own style, it's actually really hard to pinpoint. And there was the only way I can describe it is that it has no place and it has no time. So I want my home to feel like that you could be any place in the world at any time in the world. And I have a beautiful friend who's writing to interiors and I've known for a long time. And she said to me, Kel, you put so much love and effort into what you do. No one would, it looks so effortless, but no one would realize the thought that goes into it and the feeling that goes into it. And she said to me, you make things look, your home looks on trend, yet it's not trendy. And you know, and there are pieces here that are so timeless, and that's I connect with pieces. And so that's how I work for myself, and that's how I then want to connect with my clients is that they find that what makes them happy. So for me, it's all about you walk in your front door and you immediately feel at peace and calm in your home, and you immediately feel that you're in your space. So I, at any point in your space, I want to be able to take a 360-degree turn and my eye will land on something beautiful at every part of that turn, and that everything just sits together nicely. There's, and I talk to my clients about there's a whispered conversation between the pieces. And they often laugh about this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one piece in one room will speak to another piece in another room. And as your eye travels through the space, there's a subtle link between colors and shapes and textures. Mm-hmm. And there's always this subtlety, but it's got to have a beautiful flow. I like things to flow and things to speak to each other and to speak to you. They must speak to you. So it's got to be things that you love. Mm-hmm. So often I'll be working with art pieces for clients that they do not resonate with me in the slightest, but they love them. So we'll pick out a color out of that piece of art and bring that somewhere else in the room. So there's that lovely flow through effect.
Mm.
You know, it's even important what type of frame that artwork has around it. So that client still connects to the picture, but that picture connects to the room.
Mm.
And it's all those little details and that flow through. And I think it's really, really important. And what I love to do is to explain to my clients why things work the way they work and how my brain processes it, so they can learn along the way as well. I love it when they call me or send me photos and text messages. I found such and such, and it's going to go with this because of this, this, and this, and it's going to flow back to that. And they really get it.
They're starting to get it, yeah.
Oh, then they get so excited. It's a real co-creation and collaboration between me and the client. It's not me telling them what they need to have. It's very much this flowing between us as well as the pieces in their spaces.
And I love that because I think there's a real need for that, because you're taking that, you've shared with me a few of the different pieces and things that people have, and they can be really quirky and they can be quite maybe ugly sometimes, or they can be really not something that you want to put in that space. But you honor that, and you
always,
and you want to know the story behind it, and you want to bring that into the interiors. And I think that's really beautiful and really a unique take on what you do, because a lot of, and I'm including me in this as well, that would be my worst nightmare if I was doing an interior space and they wanted to keep that ugly thing in the corner. I would be really trying hard to get them to move that into the spare room. So I love that you embrace that, and that you're the stylist for people who really want them. They want them in the space and not just this trendy, you know, whatever it is, interiors. So
the spaces I design, it will never look like a showroom.
No.
But at the same time, people often walk into those spaces and say, oh, it feels really good. It feels really calm and peaceful. It feels great. But they can't put their finger on why. And it's because of the flow between all the objects.
Yes.
And it's also because that space feels like its owner.
Mm.
If you have a connection, if you walk into a home and you have a connection to the owner, it could be a friend, it could be a family member. If that space feels like them, you immediately feel comfortable there.
Mm. And something that you're really passionate about is you do create, and we've talked about all the C's in your messaging, but you do create connections with yes. your clients. You really do take the time to get to know them and to have a relationship with them in that they feel really comfortable sharing with you. So you've got a really good understanding of what this space needs to be.
I'm very, very lucky that I have some beautiful clients and we form gorgeous friendships. Mm. And I have a client at the moment that I'm currently working with, and he's in Terrigal now, but I've worked on three of his homes. And we've been working together for 20 years. And so there's this lovely friendship and we have this great laugh. And he trusts me implicitly, and he'll come to me with ideas and he'll see the look on my face and he'll go, "It's no good, is it?" And I'll say, no, it's not that. We just need to tweak it a little bit because of this, this and this. And he goes, okay, I've got it.
Yeah. So there's trust yeah. there.
Yeah, mm. and I've also worked with his parents, both of whom aren't here anymore, and I recently went to his mother's funeral, mm. and I've worked with his sister and his brother and sister-in-law, whom I'm actually going to see later this afternoon.
Oh.
So I just, you know, I'm so grateful for these connections that I make, and I really, really love working with people. That's the most important thing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so when you first came to me, what did your vision look like for your business and how did that change as we worked together?
Wow. Do you know what? It didn't exist. I didn't know the name moving forward. I didn't know what it was going to look like. I know my own style, but at the same time, it didn't feel comfortable just handing that out as a cookie cutter solution to people because it's so personal to me. And so I was really quite confused as to what my business was going to be moving forward. And I'm so, so grateful to you for helping me find that clarity, another C. And, you know, it's about commitment to the client. It's about connection and it's about curation of their pieces and then building their collection and then, you know, being their collaborator, creating really beautiful spaces that feel like them. And it's got to be a reflection of them and their heart.
Mm.
And then, you know, everything flows from there.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to sort of highlight here that having a niche does not always mean having a particular signature style. It can be the way you work with people, the process that you go through, you know, this kind of thing with you where it's all about the client and their quirky little pieces and incorporating them. And, you know, people can get really caught up on, you know, oh, I don't have a particular style or that kind of thing. So I think it's really nice to use this as a great example.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And, oh, another thing that I do that I'm also quite good at working with husbands and wives and styles that are different to each other. So one, many years ago, I worked with a couple and she loved green. And he wanted red. And they were both very strong personalities. And I walked away from that thinking, how in heaven's name am I going to create this home for them without it looking like a Christmas, like it's a Christmas tree. And so at the time, what was really big was beautiful olive greens and deep like ruby reds.
Mm.
So what I did was we used a lot of natural tones and kind of caramels as well.
Mm.
And I threw that in as the base and then we had these beautiful olive pieces and then just little pops of ruby red.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for example, he had to keep his recliner, his Jason recliner, which I hate.
Oh, they love their recliners. <don't they?
laughs> And so, okay, so I worked with that. But to take your eye away from it, I put a beautiful lamp next to it with this gorgeous ruby red lampshade. And a throw in the ruby red, complemented all of the olive greens and the sage greens throughout. But he got it in his particular spot. And so when I went back and I styled it all and I put it all together, and he walked around and he's a very strong man and strong in personality. And he looked around and he said, "Well, Kelly, I didn't think you'd be able to do it, but you've done it." And he actually offered me a job in his business, and he said, you've absolutely sold me here. I want you to be a salesperson for me and my business. And that was the greatest compliment ever. Mm. And I just said, oh, my goodness, Pete, I can't sell whatever it is that you want me to sell. I can sell this because I'm passionate about it.
Yeah, yeah. Something that I wanted to touch on with you, because you're like me, you're very much into the energetics and
yes, very much so.
Really work, and you've needed to, because you've been going through such a transition and season in your life where you've really needed to go inward and really look after yourself. And I'd love to really talk about the kinds of practices that you've used to really help you in your mindset, and also how we in our mentoring have really sort of helped that mindset as well.
I would say journaling is really good, and meditation.
Mm.
I'm not as regular with those things as I would like to be, but I do them, and when I do them, they make a great difference. And mm-hmm. absolutely, the meditations I do with you do beautiful guided meditations that always feel so beautiful mm-hmm. after I've done one of yours, and the ideas or the information flows after I've worked with you. So I would highly recommend anyone to do your guided meditations.
Mm, thank you.
And the journaling also, I think, is really important. And just if you're going through a change of life situation, and mine was particularly big because of, you know, I felt like I lost a lot and had to start from scratch, you know, starting in a new area. Even friendships changed because of people's perceptions of things, and then, you know, with the kids, it's just been pretty tough. And I found energy healers that have helped. And so there's one in Helensburg who's absolutely amazing. She's been pivotal. Different energy healers at different times, I think, have helped me keep on the straight and narrow. The thing that I think is really important is to give yourself the grace and the compassion and time to go through whatever the change is that you're going through, because when it's something really big and unexpected, there's a lot that's going to come up for you. And, you know, to be patient with yourself. And that's been something that I found quite tricky. I just wanted to get to the other side really quickly. But, you know, without doing all this inner work and without doing the work with you, I wouldn't have gotten the information that I needed to move forward in a life with passion and purpose.
Mm, and clarity.
And clarity. I mean, God.
And I can remember, you know, some of our sessions weren't about interiors. Some of our sessions were just working through what you were navigating at that time in your life. And I'm finding this with a lot of my clients. Like, it doesn't matter what season you're in, we all are navigating really difficult, hard things. And it's really important to, like, you often would apologize and say, I'm so sorry, I haven't done this, whatever it is I was meant to do.
The homework.
And I was like, that's okay. You know, in your timeline, when you're ready to do that, and you'll know when it's right. And I've just loved watching you blossom.
Oh,
because I you know, I was there from, you know, 12 months ago.
Yep, it was about 2 months ago, and I was right in the thick of it.
In the thick of it.
I felt like I was just sitting in a crater, like an atomic bomb had gone off.
Yeah.
Sitting at the bottom of the crater trying to figure out how to rebuild.
Yes. And I think that, you know, I see where you are now. And we talk about the timing of things and how things have evolved when they've meant to evolve, or, you know, and all of this. Even this morning we had a conversation about something that happened this morning that the timing of it was just beautiful. And I think that you have so much trust in that, with all of that work that you've been doing, the mindset, the energy healing, all of those things. You just have so much trust in the timing of the universe, of what's actually happening.
Yeah, I do. I've had to learn that. And I think it's important to, you know, you can try and control things,
mm.
But I think the more you try and control things, it just creates anxiety in your world. And it's not easy to let things go because, you know, we've all got certain things we want to achieve and tick things off.
Mm.
But I think it's really, really important to keep your mindset right and to trust that things will happen when they need to happen.
Mm, and I think too, that saying that you have no control over what's happening in your life, only have control of how you respond, react, and move forward from it. And, yep. You know, I've been through some really hard things and I'm getting so much better at that. Even I'm just getting emotional talking about it.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, because, you know, we all go through shit and hard times and yep. It's how you move through that yep. actually just is what heals you.
And I think on that, I think, and what's so beautiful about you is that you provide the space and the patience and the love to sit in that season of time wherever you are, and there's no judgment and there's no, you know, we have to tick boxes, we have to get things done.
Yes.
It's yeah. just, there's just time and patience to do things at your own pace. What's also amazing with you is that you have so much experience and you've pivoted your business as you've gone along, you know, according to all the different times of your life and with COVID, and you've got this amazing business background. So you've been able to package up all of your experience. So with your business experience and your pivoting experience and life experience, and then you've been able to then put that all together to then help other women create these amazing lives. And I, you know, I feel very, very lucky to
Thank
be.
Thank you, Kelly. That's beautiful. And I really do feel like I've landed in my space. And this was something that was missing for me in my interiors. I love beautiful spaces. I will always be doing the design work in my own personal life, but that was what was missing for me, is that I knew that I needed more connection in on a deeper level with women through what I've been through in my own life to help them in their life. And that's then, as you said, like the business, like I've tried so many things. I've done so many things in my business, you know, from online courses to hosting this podcast and, you know, just so many different things, and in the interiors world as well. So there's a lot of shit in this brain that
it's not shit. It's so important because, you know, and then another amazing thing that you have is all of your background knowledge on social media. And I'm still nervous about that world, and I know it's coming, and I know that I get better. I feel like I'm moving forward and becoming more confident every day. Yes. So I will jump into that sphere. But you at no point have you pushed me and gone, now, Kelly, you still haven't done that post with that we talked about, you know, and all the different.
From a year ago.
You know, right. But I've been very brave with about the things that I have posted,
yeah.
and about my name change and about the change of life, and to acknowledge what happened and to be thankful for the past and to be hopeful for the future. So, you know, I know that.
Yeah, that I think there was a bit of closure, and then like, okay, here we go. And you really needed to pinpoint and nail down that clarity around who and how and what you were actually designing and
yes,
and then what your business was going to look like before you could start sharing. And you, like we've talked about in our group sessions, because in Solid Stylist now, how you have all these photos of magazine shoots and
yes,
these things that, and Britta in the group said, like, we want to see this. I want to see these photos. So
all right,
there in your bank. And when you're ready and you've created the strategy around that and we work through that, it will just flow so naturally because you're not forcing it. What yes. advice would you give another woman who's in the early years of their interiors business listening to this?
Ooh, I would say follow your gut, trust your instincts. They're always right. You're better than you believe.
Yeah, I love that.
And you I think having, and after having worked with you and listening to Britta also talking about working with you, I think having a mentor is incredibly helpful. I think trying to navigate it on your own is it's a lonely road and it's a hard road and it's very easy to get lost and to feel like you're not doing it, you know, that you don't know what you're doing. But you're working with someone like you, and I think you're exceptionally good at what you do, then I think that just to have that encouragement and to even be part of the soul-led stylist with a group of women, and we're all in different stages, we've all had different life experience, we've all had our businesses are different, yet there's a commonality in that, you know, the work that we're working with our passion, and we have something to give, and to cheer each other on and to learn from each other's experiences is incredibly rewarding, and it's a beautiful way forward. It's such a
beautiful group, and what I really love about it is when somebody comes in with a question and I support them in that, I always put it then back out to you ladies, because you all have so many years of experience in so many different ways, and I love watching you all give your advice and your tips and support each other. It's just such a beautiful space.
It really is.
Yeah.
I enjoy our sessions very much. I always come away feeling very energized and I'm ready to go.
What excites you most about Reynolds Residence and the goals that you want to achieve in the future? So what sort of is next for you? What steps are you going to take to bring them to life?
Right. Well, what excites me is are the people that I'm going to meet. I really feel like I'm still in that beginning stages and of this new phase of life.
Yeah, you are.
And so there's so much more ahead. You know, there are beautiful friends that I haven't met yet, and super excited to meet those clients, however they come in. And my next steps is to do the post.
before we air this podcast episode.
So before the podcast episode goes up, there's going to be a post about Reynolds Residence and my new business.
Beautiful.
And how I work. And so that's an exciting and scary thing.
Can you be
thing.
In that post as well? A picture of you?
A picture?
Or am I pushing it a little bit too much? Will you do what you feel, what feels right for you?
There was a photo of me just recently. Actually, the last couple of posts have had photos of me, but mind you, they've been personal posts.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's possible.
Oh, good. Okay. So this podcast is all about designing a life you love. Yes. So how are you designing your new life that you love?
Well, I'm very much following my intuition and my heart, and I am very selective these days on the people that are in my life that support that. And I think as we get older, we learn what's good for us and what's not. And so I'm looking at all the different facets of my life and doing things that really light me up.
And yourself too.
Yeah, much so. And I think that's really important. And I'm giving myself the grace and the patience. And it must be, I wonder, for people looking in on my life, you know, whether they think, what is she doing? You know, why is she taking so much time? But it's been such a huge transition and such a shake up and such, I think, there's a lot of grief that goes with a big change in life, and there's, you know, you've really got to work through that. But what's on the other side is so exciting to me. I feel like all the best parts of who I was before I got married, you know, that excitement and that complete faith in the future, that's come back. And who I was when I was married, you know, when I had my babies and I realized that I would do anything for them, and I did. I ended my marriage to be close to them. And then, you know, the loyalty in the friendships that I had, I carry that forward. And the devotion to my marriage that I had, I carry that forward in, you know, in a new relationship and in devotion to myself and to what I can give out to the world. So if I can make a difference in other people's lives and create beautiful homes that support and nurture them, that's pretty cool. That makes me very excited. And then build from that, you know, who knows what's Reynolds residents can have an arm that's in real estate. You know, I might go and buy places and flip them, or I might do something like you've done and have a holiday home and rent it out. I'm about to get some advice financially on what to do about that, and I'm going to really delve into that and, you know, have some fun with it.
Yeah, it's exciting. Be open to opportunities. We've even talked about a villa in Italy.
Stop it. Yes, that would be nice. I am drawn to all things Italian, and anybody that knows me that listens to this podcast will have a giggle about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so the world's your oyster. Like, look out, everyone. Here she comes. So I just cannot wait to see this beautiful new business of yours evolve and your life as well.
Oh, thank you, Katrina. And I couldn't have gotten here without you, so thank you. I'm really excited to keep growing and to have you by my side
Kel. It's been an absolute pleasure to be beside you, and I feel like we've formed a really beautiful connection. We kind of knew each other a little bit previously. We live in the same area, but being able to connect with you in this way through mentoring, it's been a privilege for me. So I'm excited for you.
Thank you so much for being here. Oh, thank you for having me. It's been lovely talking about all things interiors and all things mentoring.
Another great conversation, and again, so inspiring to see Kelly go through such a difficult time in her life and come out the other side with so many beautiful things to look forward to. If you want to go and give Kel a follow, you can find her at Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, Residence on Instagram. Make sure you go and say hi and show her some support. I am learning how much my work does impact my clients in so many more ways than simply the strategy behind the business, and it's actually the part that lights me up the most. I want to make investing in a mentor accessible for anyone who would like to dip their toes in and allow me to work alongside you for either 3 months or 6 months. So I have revised the Expand Mentoring pricing. I've reduced it. And I am also offering a 10% discount to any of my listeners who would like to come into my DMs, mention the discount. And this is available until the end of October. So if you would like to jump on a call, we can have a chat, see if we're the right fit for one another, and then we can get started pretty much straight away if you want to. I also have payment plan options available. I'm really flexible with that. And I just want to really help you. I just want to really help you with your interiors business and help you just to push through that kind of ceiling that you might be sitting at where you don't see that you're moving, you're not moving the needle, you're not seeing any growth. You may need to tweak your services and your pricing to feel more aligned with your season of life. Maybe you're overwhelmed, maybe you're overworked, maybe you just need somebody beside you to support you. So if you are interested in Expand Mentoring, please make sure you head over to my DMs, mention the discount, and let's have a chat. And also, don't forget about the beautiful new services that I have now, which is the next chapter, as well as Purpose. Purpose being the 8-week mentoring container, one-to-one mentoring container for any woman out there who's listening and feeling like they just need to have a bit of a reconnection, a reset, go inward, figure out what they want to do. Maybe you have an interiors business, but you're not feeling really aligned to it anymore. Maybe something feels really off and you want to go back and figure out what that is so that you can create something that feels just so amazing to you and that you just love and lights you up every day. Or maybe you're a woman who has some ideas niggling and in the back of your mind and you just think, you know what, it's time. It's time for me. My beautiful family and children are all good. And it's time for me to think about myself. Either way, come into my DMs. I'd love to hear from you. And make sure you leave me a review if you are enjoying these podcast series. And I'll be back again next week. Have a great rest of your week.